from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, summer break, day two on a Tuesday. And some sad news here. We had a bunch of shout-outs yesterday with Hollywood celebrities. This is a name that I remember very well from my childhood and has become more famous for other reasons. But Joe Bryant, Jelly Bean Joe, passed away at the age of 69. He was Kobe's dad, obviously, which is what I think he was probably more well known for in further generations. But I remember going to watch Jelly Bean play for the San Diego Clippers when I was very young. It was like 1979 to 1982. They were only here for a few years. He was one of the key players, you know, point guard. He wasn't certainly an NBA Hall of Famer by any stretch of the imagination. Probably the nickname is what
Jelly Bean
attracted me to Joe Jelly Bean. But 100%. back in the day, he was young Ben, young basketball Ben's favorite player for at least a 3-year period in San Diego. And apparently he had suffered a stroke recently and passed away at the age of 69. Apparently he had not done a lot of public activity ever since his Kobe's death in 2020. Hadn't been seen much in public. Obviously must have been just devastating, but that's a sad one. So Paulie, if you would please, for Joe Jellybean Bryant.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Definitely one of the better nicknames.
Oh yeah,
in sports history.
It's a great nickname.
Really good.
Does anybody know the origin? Did you just like jelly beans?
That's a good question. I know that Kobe's nickname or his middle name was Bean.
Bean. I call Bo Bean
because of Jelly Bean and the nickname that he got when he was in the NBA.
I don't know why we do, but we call him Bean. So he was playing ball yesterday. I was like, Bean. I don't think he likes it. I had to go tie his shoe.
So via the LA Times, growing up in Philadelphia, high school teammate nicknamed him Jelly Bean for his variety of moves despite being so big.
He just liked jelly beans.
It must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
God, that's great.
That's outstanding.
Not bad.
You have so many weapons in your arsenal with the basketball. We're going to call you Jelly Bean.
You shake like jelly.
That's unreal.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That was from a Glenn Miller song. It must be jelly because jam don't shake like that. Jelly Bean Joe.
Jelly Bean Joe. Shout out to his family.
All right. And, Paulie, why don't you get us to the Randall Report?
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Randall Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Randall Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Good morning, my friends. We will start off. How about we're getting ready for the Olympics Summer Games in Paris coming up in just a couple weeks, I believe.
Correct.
Friday the 26th, I think, is opening the
opening ceremonies. I think there's even like a soccer game before that just because they need a little longer time for the tournament. So we're right on top of it.
Get everything going. So there was a lot of discussion yesterday about Team USA basketball. They almost lost.
They did.
In an exhibition game against Australia. They were playing in Abu Dhabi. And just an exhibition game, and they won 98-92. And all of a sudden, every headline was
panic.
Oh my gosh, should there be concern about Team USA basketball? Ben, are you concerned at all? Team USA.
I mean, I'm not concerned. I think they'll still win the gold medal. They're not going to win every game by 40 points. There's good.
Typical American.
There's really good international basketball now.
Yeah, there is.
I'm also not concerned because if they lose, I'm not going to be devastated. It's not like my favorite team in the world. And if someone else wins, good for them. You shouldn't be losing to Australia.
It's very much a world game now.
Yeah.
I mean, the top like five players
they're
in the
all
NBA
international.
Are international.
Exactly.
Players. But those. Team, most of those teams have the one superstar.
Correct.
Like Serbia has Jokic.
Filled in.
Greece has Giannis.
Right.
Yeah.
But the American team has like 12 also
it's the
really
best
good
team
players.
Since the dream team, I would say, at least talent wise.
Now, what do you think about this take in the chat from Jay? It's Steve Kerr and his four guard lineups that will be Team USA's downfall.
Say nothing bad about Steve.
Yeah. Jay, you don't know who you're talking to here.
Anthony Davis had a good game yesterday. He's not one of the four guards. Still gets good usage in there. I mean, they have a lot of good guards, though, as well. Is he overplaying Steph Curry a little bit? Because, you know.
That's his guy.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
It's possible.
You
I'd
like
probably
Steph
do the
Curry.
Same thing. I like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You like Curry.
I like you like Curry
I like
and
Steve
like
and Kerr.
And you like Steve Kerr.
Kerr.
I like that.
All right. Next up, this is, you know, like you said, it's a pretty slow week in sports. But I saw this story and it fascinated me. So John Cena announced future retirement from WWE. I think he's been part-time for a while now, and he's officially retiring sometime in 2025. He's left the full-time wrestling gig to pursue acting, and you see him on TV.
Wait. He left the full-time wrestling gig.
Oh boy.
To pursue.
He left being
acting.
A full-time employee of WWE.
Uh-oh. Where he was already an actor. To pursue full-time acting. So the full-time actor is now pursuing full-time acting.
Now look, I'm not really into wrestling anymore.
Is it a physical form of acting? Yes, very physical.
I fully endorse you, the listener, if you are into wrestling.
You can rip him.
Pile drive Ben.
Yeah.
Give him a suplex.
Not saying that it's not, I mean, just like Hollywood stuntmen, very physically demanding profession acting can be. Especially when you're a WWE wrestler. Maybe the most physically demanding acting profession out there.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're trying to keep listeners here. That's what our goal. Do you know that? We're trying to keep listeners here on the program.
They're going to kill
you. You're dead.
Anyways, sorry about this.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry about him.
So sorry. It's not highfalutin enough.
I liked wrestling as a kid. I kind of got out of it as John Cena was becoming more prominent. But I've always liked John Cena.
Really
he seems like a
dude.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. Padres guy, yeah?
I think he has a house in San Diego. I think he lives here.
I don't dislike John Cena. He's a very talented actor. Very talented.
But what shocked me was what's going to happen with his money. So there was a lot of, I was reading the story, there's a lot of comparison between him and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure.
The Rock started as a wrestler, left the wrestling industry, became a full-time actor.
It's funny how good of actors these guys are after they leave wrestling.
They're going to kill you.
It's almost as if they've been like training for it their whole lives.
For the Christmas extravaganza, I would like to get him in a steel cage
with
these actors and see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Well, if the script says I come out on top, we'll see.
So when
I want a writer. Will you get me in a steel cage, but I get to write it.
Will you stop criticizing these athletes?
He's incredible.
And just let me tell the damn story.
World-class athletes.
Continue.
So when The Rock left, he was a wrestler as The Rock.
Right.
He's an actor as Dwayne Johnson.
Sure.
That's not the same case for John Cena. He was a wrestler as John Cena.
Okay.
His birth name. That is his legal name. And he's also an actor, John Cena. WWE owns, like, the moniker John Cena.
Oh, no. His real name.
Because that is the name that he registered with them as a wrestler. So, future movies that he is a part of, WWE is going to get a cut of all future earnings because they own the John Cena moniker.
It's an easy transition. Just name yourself Dan Stevens.
Yeah, you got to legally change your name.
Does Odyssey own Bannon Woods? If we went somewhere else, would we have to be Dan and Steve or something? Or what? I mean, Higgins and Steve? Or? And
what's your middle name? Steven?
Steven.
Mine is Lee. Steven and... Oh, Steven Lee. That's my name.
Didn't know you were an assassin over here.
I'm not.
But I just thought that was crazy. I'm like, huh. Did nobody tell him, like, hey, if you sign up as your real name, like, he would have been
better up signing up as, like, Butthead or something, to wrestle under Butthead. So then
you can't take someone's actual name, though. Don't you own your name?
I guess he went on a Howard Stern show recently, and they asked him about that, and he said he doesn't have a problem with it. He goes, what did he say? He goes, look, I've gotten to live out my wildest dreams. He said, Howard, before this, I was a kid in a small Massachusetts town mowing lawns for a golf course. I don't mind kicking a percentage of my earnings to the person that gave me a chance and an opportunity. If anything, it's a sign of respect. I owe them a lot.
That's a very
positive way to look at it.
Noble take. Adam, you're not getting a nickel of my money. Not one red cent.
It's probably easier when you have John Cena type money kick a little bit.
That's true.
Kick a little bit back. But I saw that article and I go, huh. They own his ass.
They really own you. That is fascinating. He films
a movie and they're getting a cut of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What other organization can do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering about.
Like, he built his brand as John Cena.
But that's
under
his
the
name.
WWE
his name
umbrella.
Is John Cena. He's an employee.
I mean, like, when Michael Jordan does something, the NBA doesn't get to keep, or the Chicago Bulls don't get to keep,
right.
Like, money, because he uses the name Michael Jordan.
If he lives here in town, he'd be a fun visit.
Yeah.
As I nod over to Ben. So, Ben, what did you want to say to John Cena sitting next to us?
How much I respect his talent.
And then finally, got a story here out of Columbus, Ohio, but I believe this really belongs in Florida.
Okay.
Columbus, man.
There's Ohio and Florida, they're kind of similar.
Yeah, it's like Miami of Ohio.
Right, Miami of Ohio, Miami of Florida.
That always confused me.
I believe there's a Cleveland Street in Miami as well, or Cleveland Hotel. I get it.
There's a man, and what's his name? His name's in the sound clip I'm about to play. He had himself a night the other night. He was arrested early Tuesday morning for breaking and entering into a strip mall. And just listen to the news report that I pulled here. About 30 seconds. It includes some body cam footage from the cops as well.
Oh, God, there is
using animals. Oh, there are gerbils in there. Animal abuse.
What the heck? Somebody I got gerbils. What the heck?
Multiple gerbils in his pants.
He was
multiple gerbils recovered.
Recovering rodents from Matthew Pancake's pants.
Wasn't this Richard Gere?
Yeah, the urban legend.
His name is Matthew Pancakes.
Multiple gerbils recovered.
Recovering rodents from Matthew Pancake's pants. The officer responds to Petland.
Mr. Pancake, you're under arrest.
Don't move.
Officers find glass in Pancake's pants and a dog collar on him and...
Oh, there are gerbils in there. Animal abuse.
Multiple gerbils in his pants.
Busted in an outfit appropriate for his wild.
So he.
We. I.
Go ahead.
We. You know what he was doing. I guess that is a real thing.
I don't know what he was doing. Tell us once. What was he doing?
I can't.
Dog collar.
Dog collar.
Right.
Gives it away. broke into a...
Was there also glass?
Was that staged?
Glass?
Matthew Pancake. Is that real, Paulie? Did you get duped?
I'm reading from the Columbus Dispatch.
Is it the Columbus Dispatch dot biz or something?
.com. It is the Columbus Dispatch.
I think that was a local news story and audio.
Bethany
that was
like, Bruner is the, author of the article.
Okay.
And so they found he was reported for breaking and entering into a different part of the strip mall.
Right. And then was like,
they found him. He apparently had broken into Petland, the pet store at the Hilliard Station Shopping Center. When they found the man, he was wearing like tight leather, or not leather, but leopard print pants. And they noticed there was things in there, and they kind of cut the pants open, and pulled out a bunch of gerbils.
Those pet stores that used to be in the malls.
Hamsters is what they actually were.
Yeah, really hamsters. Sad.
I know, it made me sad, too.
Go to
kid.
The shelter, adopt a pet. Don't go to the mall to buy a puppy or a kitten.
And if it's such deviant behavior. You know, they say don't kink shame people. No, I'm here to kink shame you. If you're into that.
In this particular
instance. I'm going to kink shame you. I'm sorry. I'm 100% going to kink shame.
Ben still doesn't know what.
Wouldn't it hurt to have animals in your pants?
That's not what they. I'll tell you at the break. I can't. There's no way to describe this on the radio. None. And I wish I didn't know. And don't ask your parents, kids, if you're listening. Paulie.
Told you it was a slow day.
Disappointed in that story. Matthew Pancakes is the best part of it.
Yes.
Matthew Pancakes.
Rodents from Matthew Pancakes Pants.
I mean, I don't know. If that's his real name.
It's probably his...
Matthew Pancakes, you're kind of doomed.
I want to get screwed.
I want to play that story and the leprechaun story and the guy in South Carolina in a field. The great news reports of all time.
The best of all time. That is, I'll explain to you and you're going to be repulsed.
Okay.
All right.
Let's change the subject when we come back. The new announcer rankings for TV baseball play-by-play are out.
They're out.
Where did our Don Orsillo and Mark Grant, who usually rank pretty highly, I think they've even been number one in the past.
They have in 2019.
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen where they land yet, but we've got the new rankings in this morning. We can get to that coming up with Ben Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I just filled our beloved Ben and just have ruined him further. I didn't want to have to tell you that, but I did.
Well, it's always good to have knowledge.
Yeah,
I will say that. Just feels as we say, the juice doesn't seem worth the squeeze in this instance.
Dude, exactly. Like,
you're on the right track. Yeah,
yeah. It's not. There's just no need to hurt those poor.
No.
Rodents just trying to live their life. And
all right, let's move on. So there's a website called Awful Announcing.
Yeah.
And even though the name is Awful Announcing, they will sometimes highlight things that go wrong in the world of broadcasting.
We have played a ton of their own.
We have. They also just cover sports broadcasters in general. And every year, usually I think here at the All-Star break, they put out their rankings of all 30 MLB, television, play-by-play, and color commentary teams. And it's always, I mean, it's just kind of fun to bandy about. No one really gets to watch all 30 of them. So this is based on basically the impressions of their own fan base. It's never a good sign when your own fan base, like, hates you. I mean, yeah, we hate the Diamondbacks broadcasters Dodgers broadcasters. But when your own fans are ranking you in the bottom, you know, third, like the very last place broadcasters this year were the Chicago White Sox. Probably has something to do with how bad their team is as well. But
And losing Benetti, who was just beloved.
That hurts.
I mean, it's like, think about what we would do. Yeah.
The Red Sox went down when Don Orsillo left.
And think about if we lost Jesse Agler. What, that poor next guy. You know what I mean? Like, we would just die. Like, Benetti went to the Tigers, and plus this Schifrin guy's not very good. He's a little weird.
Play some audio.
He's the
growler off still.
He's the growler. He's trying to figure it out.
But Mutt and Don have always done fairly well, including, as you mentioned, back in 2019 where they finished first.
Yep.
How did they do this year, Woodsy?
Paulie, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Okay.
They actually came in at third.
Top three.
This year, play-by-play Don Orsillo, analyst Mark Grant, and occasionally Tony Gwynn Jr. Most common grade, A. 58.46% of Padres fans gave him a solid A. Previous years, they've been pretty highly ranked all the way through. They started 12th when they first did this in 2014, but then moved up to 5th, then 4th, then 3rd, then 1st, then back to 3rd in 2023. I guess they only have done it once because of the pandemic in the last few years, and they remain at 3rd this year. Here are the comments. Despite increasing their score in the last two rankings, Padres have been stuck in 3rd, unable to recreate their top ranking from 2019. The Don Orsillo and Mark Grant team is beloved in San Diego and beyond, and there's no need to say much more about this excellent broadcast.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, one of the teams that consistently has finished ahead of them are the Giants broadcasters, Dave Fleming, Dwayne Kuiper. Before that, it was Mike Kruko was the other guy. He's one of the analysts still. They have finished first, second, first, second, and first in the rankings. This year, though, second in the rankings. So we have a new top dog in Major League Baseball for the first time when it comes to local broadcasters. The winner? The New York Mets broadcasting team. Gary Cohen, play-by-play, Ron Darling, and Keith Hernandez. They got an A, 68% of Mets fans. After finishing fourth, fourth, third, 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 and second, they moved to the top of the heap. After a decade in the top five, their rank never decreasing and an always respectable score, the beloved New York Mets broadcast team has finally topped our rankings with their best ever score. The trio of Gary, Keith, and Ron deserves this ranking no matter what complaints might be dished out by some.
They're pretty good. I mean, Cohen is awesome. Gary Cohen's fantastic. Keith Hernandez is funny and pretty wheels off. Ron Darling, it makes me nuts. He makes me nuts. He's the one, that I go, really? Really?
He sounds like actor James Woods to my ear.
Who does? Ron Darling?
Ron Darling, yes. That's all I can hear when I hear his voice, which is fine.
I just remember when he was here and we weren't allowed to talk to him or look at him.
Right. Oh, in the building, that's right. Yeah. We weren't allowed to
tell that story. He had to come in here to cut. He was on the road.
They were in town.
Yeah, and he had to do like a radio show or something.
He had to do his podcast.
And we were all excited. We're like, oh, hell yeah, we'll get Ron Darling in to shoot the breeze and talk pitching and baseball. And no, he's not to be looked at or bothered.
I think what
Sorry
really
breathe near him
separates them, and you know I don't listen to a ton of Mets, but I've heard some, and even from the other top three in the Giants and the Padres, Gary Cohen especially, but also the analysts, they tell it like it is, and they are sometimes pretty critical.
I heard
of
one.
The Mets.
Did you hear it the other day about Severino?
Yeah,
yeah, and I think it was it? I think it was Darling actually that trashed Luis Severino twice.
Not that you know Mudd won't occasionally criticize when it's warranted, but the Mets will go in for a New York audience.
Yeah.
They are a little tougher, a little sharper, I would say, sometimes with their critiques.
They're really funny too.
And,
I mean, there's some funny moments.
And that resonates, especially I think with their audience. And give some also credit to the Mets, you know, front office and ownership. I mean, there are some teams we've seen that have, you know, been prickly. Who was the Kevin Brown? Remember the story with the Orioles?
Orioles,
I mean, didn't even say anything bad.
No.
And got suspended, you know. So you have to have the support of your front office and ownership to sometimes be able to say things that you think are true but aren't necessarily flattering about your organization. But I firmly believe that more teams should go this route, because when you have broadcasters who are allowed to be critical and speak their minds when they are positive, and guess what? They know where their paychecks are coming. They will still be positive a lot of the time. It carries so much more weight, and you can believe it when they tell you something is good and should be appreciated, and you should be cheering for this team. Because if all they say all the time for 162 games is looking on the bright side and positivity, and I'm a positive guy, but if that's all you get, how can you ever believe what they're saying, even when it is true?
All right, the top five, the Mets, number one, the Giants, number two. That one, like, I know everyone loves it. Kruko's not there anymore.
He's still part-time now, yeah.
Man, they turned me off so bad when we played the Giants, and they freaked out that the Padres didn't rush to somebody's defense. He was going over. Remember, he was going over to catch a foul ball, and they just kind of backed off, as you're supposed to do, and it's happened a billion times. They acted like it was the first time they'd ever seen it. You know, they were like, oh, that's classless, this, that, and the other. So, I mean, they've always kind of put me to sleep. I've never really gotten the allure. But Jens love them, and I understand that fully. Where were the Dodgers?
Like
guess what? Guess what? Who's number four, though?
Who?
And it was to the Orioles. And a big reason for that was probably because of the Kevin Brown suspension. And, you know, fans go, okay, this guy, is not, you know, not afraid to speak his mind. And we like that about our broadcast team. So management may not love it, but guess what? Your audience does. And they moved up from 10 to number four this year. And I think that was a big reason why, even in the comments, it said the fact that Kevin Brown was suspended has not hurt matters.
Dodgers are at number five. That's a pity.
They got an A from 48%. Remember, these are Dodgers fans who are voting.
God, it's excruciating.
But they still have to listen to Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, and Joe Davis.
And Joe Davis.
Sleepy Joe.
They were five in the last two polls as well.
That's a pity. Bang. That's what that is.
The comments say, sure, Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser aren't Vin Scully, but the team has adequately replaced a broadcasting icon. It's adequate. They're adequate and not legendary is what I got there.
Such a puker. Just such the world's biggest puker. Oh, it's so bad.
And you work with one right here.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And he puts you to
Thank
shame.
You.
I mean, it's not even close. When we're talking about pukers, it's not even close. He smokes you. I'll never forget it, man. Fixing his little eyebrows. I'll never forget. It's burned in my brain. Walking in, him on his tippy toes. Licking his fingers, fixing his little eyebrows in the mirror, giving himself the little pouty look.
Final segment coming up. Woods has something that's on his mind. It's not eyewash.
I wanted to ask you if you guys saw the moment last night, and Philly fans were actually tweeting about it.
You call it pandering.
They call it pandering. Like Devin Caney, who we've talked to many times on this program. She does radio in Philly. She calls Bryce Harper, he's the king of pandering.
You like Bryce Harper.
I love Bryce Harper. How can you not? But he is.
You don't necessarily disagree with his take.
I don't know how to feel. I want to find out what you guys think in the audience about athletes pandering. No one panders harder to Philly than Bryce Harper. Is that the right thing to do? And we'll talk about a little pandering next. I'll tell you what happened last night.
Coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. What's baseball really like? Join former Padre MLB All-Star Brett Boone and his big league friends on his podcast, The Boone Podcast. It's 3 days a week. You usually hear him Wednesdays here with us as well. Follow The Boone Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this jumped out at me last night when I was watching the broadcast, and it was just an eye roll moment for me. let's play the audio. Alec Bohm is the first man up.
Is there audio?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
The video you sent me has no audio.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let me check traffic.
Check traffic.
And we'll come back and we'll explain what happened last night at the MLB All-Star Game that has Woods accusing a Major League Baseball star of pandering. Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
So Alec Bohm is the first man up last night in the Home Run Derby. Goes up, hits his 11 home runs or whatever before he takes his time out. And, you know, his teammates are out there. Trey Turner's out there and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper runs up there with like a clear jug. It's clear. There's no label on it except for a piece of tape on it that says water, and it's spelled W-O-O-D-E-R. And he...
Oh, okay. I just saw the video.
Yeah.
It's more than just that. It's a clear jug with the tape that says water. But he actually turns to the camera and points at it.
Like, look,
that
look,
makes a difference.
Look.
He's like looking up at the big screen.
He's looking,
too, to
and
like,
he's like, he's adjust. Positioning himself in a way.
This does change things for me a little bit because I hadn't seen it until just now on my YouTube stream, and I thought, oh, someone gave him a cool gift from Philly. It's a water bottle that says water.
No, he took a piece of tape and wrote water on it, and then
points at it on camera, like, look at this, look at this. Okay, that is definitely a different scenario than I was imagining.
But so this is like a Philly talking point about when it as it pertains to Bryce Harper, and it just got me thinking.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
You call me when you get your water. And so, I mean, obviously, he signed a long-term deal. He's going to be in Philly for a long time, and he has said over and over, "I love this place. I love being, you know, I love the fan base." He listens to sports talk radio. We played that clip last year. But it just got me thinking.
He, of course, is a native Las Vegan.
Las Vegan. Yes, correct.
He doesn't talk like that.
No, he does not. He doesn't pronounce it water. He says water. The rest of us. And it just got me thinking. I saw Philly, like our friend Devin tweeted, he's like, he is the king of pandering. And I feel like for the most part, they eat it up.
I was going to say, do they like it?
I think they eat it up. I was just read a couple of blogs about it. And they're like, hey, he can pander all he wants. He produces. He really has seemed to embrace the city of Philadelphia. And people in the chat are saying, well, people in Philly love that because they want, the quote was, they have to justify their crummy city. So they want anybody that seems to like their city. I've only been to Philadelphia once. I thought it was fine, but I laughed. He came in last year. Remember he had the jacket made and it was like the Sixers, the Eagles. He had all the Philly teams on a jacket. I'm like, what's next? He walks in with the Liberty Bell around his neck and his knees are clanging into it as he walks into the clubhouse. I just, I wonder, like, do you want that?
I'm just glad we don't have to do that here in America's finest city. With the number one ballpark in America.
That's right.
And the best fans in America.
That's right.
We don't need to pander here in San Diego.
It's just America's Machado didn't need to sign here and just be like, hey, bro, where can I get some fish
America's
tacos?
Finest
you guys got
city.
Tacos?
You know, we were voted like America's finest city in like 1972.
And we're still wearing it.
Just have worn that for like the last 50 years.
Now, it's funny. I can only speak to, now you're a native.
Yes.
So you've never lived anywhere else. I can only speak to my personal experience of being here. And when I got here, I was from Texas, right? And everyone was like, you better not be bringing any of that. And I was like, I don't even like Texas. I don't care. I'm so happy to be here. I've been trying to get to California my entire life. But I also...
Where's the best barbecue in America, Woods?
Texas.
Really?
Texas. Yeah, 100%. Still, yeah, Texas.
Not the Kansas Texas City. Rangers.
But you have to be careful, don't you? A little bit when you lean in.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts? You're a local.
I mean, if you have some genuine pride in the place where you are playing and you want to show a little bit
sure.
of it. Absolutely. There's plenty to be proud about here. There's plenty to be proud about in Philadelphia. And I don't mind Bryce Harper showing it off. But don't go to the extremes
extreme.
Where you need to...
Water, get it?
Water,
you guys get it?
And
water?
Like, this, see what I'm doing here? See this? See what I'm doing here? Let it happen naturally. You know, Joe Musgrove is a native San Diego.
Yeah.
And he comes up once or twice. But that's fine. Because it comes up naturally. I don't think he's going out of his way to rep, San Diego. He just does. He does it cleanly and organically. And that's great because he's got real pride for where he's from and he lives here.
When he got traded to the Astros or drafted by the Astros, howdy, guys. How y'all doing? I don't think so.
Honestly, Woods, I think you are one.
Like Brian Kelly.
I don't think you're a panderer. You aren't from here,
mm-mm.
but I don't think you're trying to, falsely convince people that you love San Diego. You just genuinely
love it
here.
I believe anywhere else.
To be a Tiger.
That's pandering.
I'm here with my family.
And from Boston.
So
and
excited.
When you talk about how you don't want to live anywhere else.
Never.
I believe you.
I will die here.
It's genuine.
On
it's
the
authentic.
Radio, off the radio, I will die in
Do
this
Do you
city.
Think Bryce Harper, after he is done with his career, is
it's
going to retire
question,
in Philadelphia
man.
And live there for the rest of his life?
I don't know, man. Matt, when we talked to Matt Strom last year, he has an affinity now for Philly. And maybe it's something with the team and their success and everything else, and it maybe breeds that in their players a little bit more. You'd love to see that here. But, I think, and somebody just made the point in the chat, like Manny bought a pro team here. He does a ton for the community, more than honestly any other player in this city. He does, and he doesn't get nearly the respect that Bryce Harper gets. Period.
Maybe he needs to point more on camera.
Yeah.
Here's my soccer team.
Here's my soccer team. I don't know. It's just really, weird. I think, he bought a house here, built a house here, and like they're here. This is their community. And I remember talking to a buddy that my friend that's an agent, and he said, "Man, the guys now that sign the big contracts," he goes, "it's such a back in the day, you'd sign a big contract, and you're like, well, this is where I live. I live here. I moved here. Yes, I'm from Kansas, but I moved here and I bought a house here and I'm part of this community." He said it was just such a rarity in players these days. And I'm not faulting those players either. And I'm not mad at Bryce Harper at all. I think it's pretty cool. I thought that was a little over the top.
Yeah. When I saw the video, I definitely see why it caught
water.
Your attention.
Water. But it's kind of, it's cool him wearing Philly stuff and
sure.
repping the local teams and all that. That's great. That's great. But, yeah, you as...
I mean, you also don't want to necessarily have the athlete who's simply the hired gun who immediately, as soon as the season's over, goes back to his hometown, then shows up, spring training and go, hey, I'm here.
There's plenty of those, man.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those.
So there
Dominic
is definitely
says, pander all you want if you're winning. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
You know what? I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's when you're not winning that players tend to maybe lean on the pandering a little bit more. You don't have to pander when you're winning.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do this. Bryce Harper's kind of going a little extra where he doesn't need to go a little extra here. They're winning. They're doing fine.
I think, you know, civic pride and all that is great. You know, like, it's fantastic. And he's really leaned into it, man, and they have embraced it. They have certainly embraced it in Philly, and he's helping them win. He's producing and everything else. I thought that moment last night was a little over the top, but I'm a big Bryce Harper fan.
I always go back and forth. Like, I remember everybody lost their minds one year when Jake Cronenworth in the offseason, like, posted a picture of him wearing a San Diego Gulls jersey.
Yeah, like, yeah, they freaked out.
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, like,
I don't care where you live in your offseason, what teams you root for. Like, as long as when you are here, you're here.
Yeah, you're here.
And you produce, yeah, ultimately is the most important thing. I couldn't care less.
I think what bothers non-Philadelphia Phillies fans about Bryce Harper sometimes, and even before when he was with the Washington Nationals, it definitely feels like the media plays up the good things about Harper and downplays
always
the bad things about
always
Harper.
Have.
Whereas with Manny Machado, it's the exact opposite. The good things are always seem to be downplayed, and the, you know, the bad things always are magnified. But why? They're very, I mean, you look at the numbers, you look at the kind of people, very similar. I mean, like, there's like no players that are more similar in baseball probably than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
This is going to surprise you guys. I have seen Bryce Harper jog to first base on more than one occasion.
Me
too. I've seen it with my own eyes. And, that's a different conversation. But, yeah, man.
Manny's, better defensively. Bryce has had a little more playoff success, but same number of rings, I believe.
Yes, exact same.
So the numbers, the home runs, the average, I mean, it's shockingly similar between the two players. Shockingly. But the perception...
What if Bryce Harper bought a soccer team in Philly? The world would explode.
Has Bryce Harper ever had run-ins with his own teammates?
Yes. Yeah. Choked by teammates.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what for? For not running hard. It's exactly what it's for. It's wild. But Papelbon was the a-hole there. It's just an interesting perspective. So, I thought it was a moment last night. And I just said, that's very, very much over
but
the
it's
top.
Not that's not necessarily Bryce Harper's fault.
No.
It's not Bryce Harper we don't like. It's the way he's deified
100%
compared to other people for no real reason that you can put your finger on.
I mean, because he wears like the Philly Fanatic head when he walks into the to play a game. Like, all right, whatever you need. Like,
but I wouldn't want Manny to start doing that.
Yeah, Manny's like skateboarding to work, it would be weird. Like, just be you. I like who he is.
I do.
And I like who Bryce Harper is, too. Wooder. So good.
Man, he just like carrying fish tacos into the clubhouse.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? You guys like Rubio's? This is ridiculous, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous. Tim says he looked it up. Harper lives in Knoxville, last reported. There you go. Knoxville.
Just in a couple minutes that we didn't get to and don't do this, a fairly gnarly story involving NFL Hall of Famer and San Diego native Terrell Davis, Lincoln High School, who was involved in an incident over the weekend. Woods, he posted about it yesterday on Instagram on a United Airlines flight from Denver to Orange County. And according to Davis, here's what happened. He was on the flight with his family, his wife and his son, and his son asked the flight attendant for some ice during the beverage service, and the flight attendant did not respond or react, did not get the ice. So when she came back by, Davis tapped her on the arm to get her attention, at which point the flight attendant shouted, "Don't hit me," and ran away.
And they
thought that was weird, but it was even stranger that when the flight landed, before they deboarded the plane, officers from the FBI and law enforcement immediately entered the plane and arrested Terrell Davis with no questions asked, right in front of his family, marched him off the plane in front of all the passengers.
Feels sad.
And, placed him under arrest.
Feels a little racist there.
He posted that the event was traumatizing. Said, being in front of my two sons, my daughter, my wife, watching me be placed in handcuffs without due process or explanation cannot be undone. And law enforcement is now apologizing after interviewing, I guess, people on the plane. And they pretty much backed Terrell Davis's side of this story. United Airlines is obviously in damage control mode after all of this. But what seemingly was nothing has turned into a pretty big incident involving a pretty big local name.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for what the flight attendants go through on a daily basis dealing with passengers. That sounds like that she's definitely in the wrong for that one. You know, and it you never know. Somebody could be having a really, really crap day, but certainly does not warrant somebody being arrested in front of their family. I'm glad you jammed that San Diego connection story in right before the show.
Pandering,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You're the worst of the bunch, and you're from it. You don't have to pander. Remember, you were born here.
True. Good. I was.
Good Lord.
I was. No, I just think there's sometimes a genuine interest from people.
It does
in San Diego for other people who are from San Diego. Sometimes
I don't think it does the story any. It didn't
change anything.
Not one bit. Not
He's
one
from
bit.
San Diego.
No, no.
So I probably should have mentioned this story, even if
yes,
Terrell Davis is growing somewhere else.
NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis.
Fair enough. I am guilty of that from time to time.
Of course, you all remember he ate at Coco's Diner that one time in Mission Valley.
All right. Yeah, I'm the worst. Fish tacos for all.
For everyone.
All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next. Summer break continues tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody. What's baseball really like? Join former Padre MLB All-Star Brett Boone and his big league friends on his podcast, The Boone Podcast. It's 3 days a week. You usually hear him Wednesdays here with us as well. Follow The Boone Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this jumped out at me last night when I was watching the broadcast, and it was just an eye roll moment for me. let's play the audio. Alec Bohm is the first man up.
Is there audio?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
The video you sent me.
No audio. Okay, sorry.
All right. Well, let me check traffic.
Check traffic.
And we'll come back and we'll explain what happened last night at the MLB All-Star Game that has Woods accusing a Major League Baseball star of pandering. Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
So Alec Bohm is the first man up last night in the Home Run Derby. Goes up, hits his 11 home runs or whatever before he takes his time out. And, you know, his teammates are out there. Trey Turner's out there and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper runs up there with like a clear jug. It's clear. There's no label on it except for a piece of tape on it that says Wooder. And it's spelled W-O-O-D-E-R. And he...
Oh, okay. I just saw the video.
Yeah.
It's more than just that. It's a clear jug with the tape that says Wooder. But he actually turns to the camera and points at it.
Like, look,
that
look,
makes a difference.
Look.
He's like looking up at the big screen.
He's looking
too,
and
like,
he's like, he's just, positioning himself in a way.
This does change things for me a little bit because I hadn't seen it until just now on the YouTube stream. And I thought, oh, someone gave him a cool gift from Philly. It's a water bottle that says Wooder.
No, he took a piece of tape, wrote Wooder on it, and then was like, look.
And then points at it on camera, like, look at this, look at this. Okay, that is definitely a different scenario than I was imagining.
But so this is like a Philly talking point about when it as it pertains to Bryce Harper, and it just got me thinking.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
You call me when you get your water. And so, I mean, obviously, he signed a long-term deal. He's going to be in Philly for a long time, and he has said over and over, "I love this place. I love being, you know, I love the fan base." He listens to sports talk radio. We played that clip last year. But it just got me thinking.
He,
like,
of course, is a native Las Vegas.
Las Vegan. Yes, correct.
He doesn't talk like that.
No, he does not. He doesn't pronounce it Wooder. He says water, the rest of us. And it just got me thinking. I saw Philly, like our friend Devin tweeted, he's like, he is the king of pandering. And I feel like for the most part, they eat it up.
I was going to say, do they like it?
I think they eat it up. I was just read a couple of blogs about it. And they're like, hey, he can pander all he wants. He, you know, he produces. He really has seemed to embrace the city of Philadelphia. And people in the chat are saying, well, people in Philly love that because they want, the quote was, they have to justify their crummy city. So they want anybody that seems to like their city. I've only been to Philadelphia once. I thought it was fine, but I laughed. He came in last year. Remember he had the jacket made and it was like the Sixers, the Eagles. He had all the Philly teams on a jacket. I'm like, what's next? He walks in with the Liberty Bell around his neck and his knees are clanging into it as he walks into the clubhouse. I wonder, like, do you want that?
I'm just glad we don't have to do that here in America's finest city. With the number one ballpark in America.
That's right.
And the best fans in America.
That's right.
We don't need to pander here in San Diego.
It's just America's Machado didn't need to sign here and just be like, "Hey, bro, where can I get some
in
fish
America's
tacos?
Finest, hey,
dude, you guys got
city.
Tacos."
You know, we were voted like America's finest city in like 1972,
and we're still wearing it.
Just have worn that for like the last 50 years.
Now it's funny. I can only speak to now. You're a native,
yes.
So you've never lived anywhere else. I can only speak to my personal experience of being here, and when I got here, I was from Texas, right? And everyone was like, "You better not be bringing any of that." And I was like, I don't even like Texas. I don't care. I'm so happy to be here. I've been trying to get to California my entire life. But I also...
Where's the best barbecue in America, Woods?
Texas.
Really?
Texas.
Yeah.
100%. Still, yeah, Texas.
The Texas Rangers.
But you have to be careful, don't you? A little bit when you lean in.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts? You're a local.
I mean, if you have some genuine pride in the place where you are playing and you want to show a little bit
sure.
of it. Absolutely. And there's plenty to be proud about here. There's plenty to be proud about in Philadelphia. And I don't mind Bryce Harper showing it off. But don't go to the extremes.
That's an extreme.
Where you need to...
Wooder, get it.
Wooder,
you guys get it? Wooder?
Like, this, see what I'm doing here? See this? See what I'm doing here? Let it happen naturally. You know, Joe Musgrove is a native San Diego.
Yeah.
And he comes up once or twice. But that's fine. Because it comes up naturally. I don't think he's going out of his way to rep, San Diego. He just does. He does it cleanly and organically. And that's great because he's got real pride for where he's from and he lives here.
When he got traded to the Astros or was drafted by the Astros, he
honestly,
was like, "Howdy, guys. How y'all doing?" I don't think so.
Honestly, Woods, I think you are one.
Like Brian Kelly.
I don't think you're a panderer. You aren't from here,
mm-mm.
but I don't think you're trying to, falsely convince people that you love San Diego. You just genuinely
love
it here.
I believe anywhere else.
To be a Tiger.
That's pandering.
I'm here with my family.
And from Boston.
So
and when
excited.
You talk about how you don't want to live anywhere else.
Never.
I believe you.
I will die here.
It's genuine.
On
it's
the radio,
authentic.
Off the radio, I will die in
Do
this
Do you
city.
Think Bryce Harper, after he is done with his career, is going to retire
question,
in Philadelphia
man.
And live there for the rest of his life?
I don't know, man. Matt, when we talked to Matt Strom last year, he has an affinity now for Philly. And maybe it's something with the team and their success and everything else, and it maybe breeds that in their players a little bit more. You'd love to see that here. But, I think and somebody just made the point in the chat, like Manny bought a pro team here. He does a ton for the community, more than honestly any other player in this city. He does. And he doesn't get nearly the respect that Bryce Harper gets, period.
Maybe he needs to point more on camera.
Yeah.
Here's my soccer team.
Here's my soccer team. I don't know. It's just really, it's really weird. I think, he bought a house here, built a house here, and like they're here. This is their community. And I remember talking to a buddy that my friend that's an agent, and he said, "Man, the guys now that sign the big contracts," he goes, "it's such a back in the day you'd sign a big contract and you're like, well, this is where I live. I live here. I moved here. Yes, I'm from Kansas, but I moved here and I bought a house here and I'm part of this community." He said it was just such a rarity in players these days. And I'm not faulting those players either. And I'm not mad at Bryce Harper at all. I think it's pretty cool. I thought that was a little over the top.
Yeah. When I saw the video,
yeah.
I definitely see why it caught your attention.
Water. But it's kind of, it's cool him wearing Philly stuff and
sure.
repping the local teams and all that. That's great. That's great. But yeah,
you also don't want to necessarily have the athlete who's simply the hired gun who immediately, as soon as the season's over, goes back to his hometown, then shows up, spring training
yeah.
and go, hey, well, I'm here.
There's plenty of those, man.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them.
So there
Dominic
is definitely
says, pander all you want if you're winning. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting.
You know what? I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's when you're not winning that players tend to maybe lean on the pandering a little bit
yeah.
more. You don't have to pander when you're winning.
Yeah, you
don't
really
have to
don't.
Do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do this. Bryce Harper is kind of going a little extra where he doesn't need to go a little extra here. They're winning. They're doing fine.
I think, you know, civic pride and all that is great. You know, like, it's fantastic. And he's really leaned into it, man, and they have embraced it. They have certainly embraced it in Philly, and he's helping them win. He's producing and everything else. I thought that moment last night was a little over the top, but I'm a big Bryce Harper fan.
I always go back and forth. Like, I remember everybody lost their minds one year when Jake Cronenworth in the offseason, like, posted a picture of him wearing a San Diego Gulls jersey.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they freaked out.
I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, like,
I don't care where you live in your offseason, what teams you root for. Like, as long as when you are here, you're here.
Yeah, you're here.
And you produce, ultimately, is the most important thing. I couldn't care less.
I think what bothers non-Philadelphia Phillies fans about Bryce Harper sometimes, and even before when he was with the Washington Nationals, it definitely feels like the media plays up the good things about Harper and downplays the bad things about
Harper. Always have.
Whereas with Manny Machado, it's the exact opposite. The good things are always seem to be downplayed, and the bad things always are magnified. But why? You look at the numbers, you look at the kind of people. Very similar. I mean, like, there's no players that are more similar in baseball probably than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
This is going to surprise you guys. I have seen Bryce Harper jog to first base on more than one occasion.
I've
seen it with my own eyes. And, that's a different conversation. But, yeah, man.
Manny's, better defensively. Bryce has had a little more playoff success, but same number of rings, I believe.
Yes, exact same.
So the numbers, the home runs, the average, I mean, it's shockingly similar between the two players. Shockingly. But the perception?
What if Bryce Harper bought a soccer team in Philly? The world would explode.
Has Bryce Harper ever had run-ins with his own teammates?
Yes. Yeah. Choked by teammates.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what for? For not running hard. It's exactly for. It's wild. But Papelbon was the a-hole there. It's just an interesting perspective. So, I thought it was a moment last night, and I just said that's very, very much over
but
the
it's
top.
Not that's not necessarily Bryce Harper's fault.
No,
we don't. It's not Bryce Harper we don't like. It's the way he's deified
100%
compared to other people for no real reason that you can put your finger on.
I mean, because he wears like the Philly fanatic head when he walks into to play a game. Like, all right, whatever you need. Like,
but I wouldn't want Manny to start doing that.
Manny's like skateboarding to work. It would be weird. Like, just be you. I like who he is.
I do.
And I like who Bryce Harper is, too. Wooder. So good.
Manny just like carrying fish tacos into the clubhouse.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? You guys like Rubio's? This is ridiculous, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous. Tim says he looked it up. Harper lives in Knoxville last morning. There you go. Knoxville.
Just in a couple minutes that we didn't get to and don't do this, fairly gnarly story involving NFL Hall of Famer and San Diego native Terrell Davis, Lincoln High School, who was involved in an incident over the weekend. Woods, he posted about it yesterday on Instagram on a United Airlines flight from Denver to Orange County. And according to Davis, here's what happened. He was on the flight with his family, his wife and his son. And his son asked the flight attendant for some ice during the beverage service. And the flight attendant did not respond or react, did not get the ice. So when she came back by, Davis tapped her on the arm to get her attention. At which point, the flight attendant shouted, "Don't hit me," and ran away.
Oh, my God.
They thought that was weird. But it was even stranger that when the flight landed, before they deboarded the plane, officers from the FBI and law enforcement immediately entered the plane and arrested Terrell Davis with no questions asked, right in front of his family, marched him off the plane in front of all the passengers.
Feels sad.
And, placed him under arrest.
Feels a little racist there.
He posted that the event was traumatizing, said, being in front of my two sons, my daughter, my wife, watching me be placed in handcuffs without due process or explanation cannot be undone. And law enforcement is now apologizing after interviewing, I guess, people on the plane, and they pretty much backed Terrell Davis's side of this story. United Airlines is obviously in damage control mode after all of this, but what seemingly was nothing has turned into a pretty big incident involving a pretty big local name.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for what the flight attendants go through on a daily basis dealing with passengers. That sounds like she's definitely in the wrong for that one. You know, and it you never know. Somebody could be having a really, really crap day, but certainly does not warrant somebody being arrested in front of their family. I'm glad you jam that San Diego connection story in right before the show.
Pandering,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, exactly. You're the worst of the bunch, and you're from me. You don't have to pander. Remember, you were born here.
True, I was.
Good Lord,
I was. No, I just think there's sometimes a genuine interest from people.
It does
in San Diego for other people who are from San Diego. Sometimes
I don't think it does the story any. It didn't
change anything.
Not one bit. Not one
from
bit.
From San Diego.
No.
So I probably should have mentioned this story, even if.
Yes.
Terrell Davis is growing somewhere
else. NFL Hall of Famer, Terrell Davis.
Fair enough. I am guilty of that from time to time.
Of course, you all remember he ate at Coco's Diner that one time in Mission Valley.
All right. Yeah, I'm the worst. Fish tacos for all.
For everyone.
All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next. Summer break continues tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.